I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News. Accusations of an official cover-up resurfaced this week in Beslan, Russia. Relatives of the victims of the school terrorist attack restated their claims as the only surviving attacker was in court this week. Deep pain lingers. Buckner Orphan Care International's Amy Norton and Russian Ministry Sergei Rahuba want to ease the pain with thousands of shoes to Beslan, Russia and war-torn Chechnya.
We've never sent shoes there before, and we're so excited in talking to Sergei and hearing that we had an opportunity through his ministry to reach children who've never received new shoes. With his staff, they will get the gospel message.
Short-term volunteers are needed to deliver shoes in August. Next, Global Advance is trying to work itself out of a job. Founder David Shibley explains the rationale behind training national leaders for ministry. The hostility in many nations against Americans plays a role in the urgency for training.
The potential for Western-based missions being disinvited from nations is very, very high. Those factors make it a very wise thing to equip national pastors and church leaders, as well as Christian business persons in the marketplace.
Shibley says Global Advance strives to leave each frontline shepherd with a vision in their heart and tools in their hands. And the International Bible Society is launching an effective program to combat addictions. Addictions affect approximately 20% of Americans. IBS offers the voices and faces of actual recovering addicts. The Journey of Recovery New Testament and DVD provides the stories and faces of recovering addicts and offers a type of discipleship journey to help. Pray that the uniqueness of the gospel opens doors to see changed hearts and lives. Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like more information about organizations featured on our broadcast today or would like to support this radio ministry, call 1-800-995-4828. You can also do it safely and securely at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.